My name is Pat Steinberg. Lots to talk about on this Thursday afternoon with our NHL insider, TVA Sports' Reno Lavoie joins us on the program, as he always does at this time on Thursdays. Ren, salut, my friend, and let's start with your neck of the woods and the Montreal Canadiens, because Carey Price is back tonight. Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief as Price will start his first game of the regular season. He makes his debut with the Habs tonight, and a lot is expected of Carey this year. There are some high expectations on the world's best goaltender.
There's no doubt about that, to be honest with you. The expectations are high, and you know that's why Marc Bergevin made sure as a GM to make sure that the team will be better this year. You know, Carey Price can't do anything by himself. He's not going to win a Stanley Cup by himself. And even if you have the best goaltender in the league, he can score, and even if he can defend at the best of his capacity, you need to have good people in front of you. And it reminds me of the Buffalo Sabres in '99 when they went to the Stanley Cup with Dominic Hasek. And you look at the players around Dominic. Dominic did it all by himself, but at the end of the day, he wasn't able to score goals, and that's one of the reasons I think they lost versus Dallas. In that final, Dallas had maybe not the best goaltender in net compared to Dominic Hasek, but they had a way better group. So, and hockey was different at that time. As you know, there was a lot of clutching and grabbing, and it's not the case anymore. So you look at what Marc Bergevin did this summer. I think he put this team on the right track. And with Harry now in net, it's going to be a tougher team to beat. And that's nothing against all Montoya, who was just unbelievable in the first three games that he played. Maybe the toughest game that he played was really versus the Ottawa Senators on Saturday. But at the end of the day, even if he allowed two goals versus Ottawa, and Ottawa had a 2-0 lead, he was able to shut down the Ottawa Senators, who were on the power play in the second period. And the rest is history. They were able to get a point so in that game, and really they didn't really maybe deserve to have a point in that game. So I think Al Montoya can be really happy with what he did. At the same time, it's for the Montreal Canadiens management, it's really good to know exactly where the team is without Carey Price. Obviously, it's way better than it was last year with Mike Condon in net. But it's a different group. You know, Pat, there's something I noticed yesterday because normally practice is at the practice rink for the Montreal Canadiens. But yesterday was a team picture, and obviously it was at the Bell Center. And I looked at the old team picture, the one that was taken at the end of last year. And can you imagine that there's 15 faces, 15 players that were on that team picture that are not there this year? 15. It's just unbelievable. And I know there was a lot of injuries, but that being said, when we're saying it's a different group, believe me, it is.
Well, and one of those new faces is Al Montoya, who does he did a pretty admirable job in Carey Price's absence to start the season.
Yeah, you know what? Al Montoya, what he brings, first of all, he's the type of guy who always had a smile on his face, okay? So it's really easy for all the players around the team to do their job and to concentrate on what they have to do. And Al's going to make sure that everybody feels good on the ice. And if Max Pacioretty told me last week, he said, you know what, you look at him the way he plays, and sometimes he's got a lot of things that he's doing, and Carey's doing exactly the same thing on the ice. But the only big difference between the two, obviously, Carey has more talent. There's no doubt about that. But where Al Montoya is not a big puck handler, and Carey is just a third defenseman when you look at it. So that's why when you have Carey Price in front of your net, you don't have only the goaltender. You have the third defenseman that's really going to help your transition play. And so that's why Carey's the best. And that's why, you know, the future is bright with the Montreal Canadiens right now, because there's better players on the team, and they still have Carey Price starting tonight.
He is Renaud Lavoie. He's our NHL insider from TVA Sports, Mondays and Thursdays here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. As we go league-wide and touch on a couple of issues, a new three-year contract in Pittsburgh for Matt Murray. I don't think anybody's surprised that they've locked him up. 3.75 AAV. Seems like a pretty nice value contract for Murray. What did you make of that?
I think it's a great deal for him. You know, Matt Murray was last year in the AHL, as we speak. Wasn't under any radar, except maybe the Pittsburgh Penguins. But talking to a lot of people with the Penguins last season, well, during the playoffs, they were all telling me the same thing. They were all saying to me that he's the real deal, and that's why they didn't hesitate after the trading deadline to bring him up and to have three goaltenders around. That was not saying for the purpose of saying to Marc-Andre Fleury, you're not going to start any games. Marc-Andre was playing well. But something happened at the end of the season, as you know, and it was a concussion. So Matt Murray was injured, too, at the end of the season. And Jeff Zachoff, as you remember, played the first game versus the New York Rangers in the playoffs. And it was a win for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I'm going to say at the same time, it was a lucky win. Because, you know, you look at the way they played that game. Lundqvist was injured too, as you remember. So it wasn't easy. But when Matt Murray came back, he made the difference. I think the biggest thing for the Pittsburgh Penguins right now, it was the World Cup. The way Matt Murray played during the World Cup before his injury was even better than when he was playing during the Stanley Cup final. So I think they have the answer that they needed. If Matt Murray was the real deal, was going to be a good goaltender. So why not sign him right now? Obviously, by giving him close to $12 million in 3 years, nobody's going to say no. It's a great transition contract for him. And if things are going, you know, the right for him, in the right direction, he's going to make a lot of money in his career, and he's going to make more than $4 million or close to $4 million per season in 4 years.
So where does that leave Marc-Andre Fleury? Because, I mean, look, there's no doubt about it that Murray is the guy for the future, but there's also no doubt that Marc-Andre Fleury is still a really good goaltender in this league. It just so happens that Pittsburgh has two really solid and two number one goaltenders right now. Are they going to be able to find a home for Fleury elsewhere, or do they continue going with both guys on the roster?
There's no doubt that they're going to find a home for Marc-Andre Fleury. The question is when, really. And remember that Marc-Andre is a fan favorite in Pittsburgh. I mean, you have to experience, you know, when they introduce Marc-Andre to anybody around Pittsburgh, everybody loves Marc-Andre Fleury. So that's why it's a tough situation. I remember in the playoffs when he came back as a backup, there was maybe, I don't know, 10,000 people in the stands for the warm-up, and they all cheered when he was on the ice. They were so happy to see him. So he's a likable person, a really good goaltender, but the problem is, as you know, there's an expansion coming in. So with the expansion, the Penguins needs to do something. They won't be able to expose Marc-Andre because he has a no-movement clause, and they have to expose one goaltender. So if they want to keep Marc-Andre, they need to get another goaltender from another organization and to expose him at the draft. That's still a possibility. But what I really think is going to happen is at one point, the team will ask Marc-Andre if he wants to be traded to a team like Dallas. And if the answer is yes, you'll see that trade happening. And you really have to look at the Dallas Star as a real possibility. Not now, but let's watch what's going to happen before the trading deadline. in March or maybe mm-hmm. in the summer. We'll see what's going to happen. But I think if I had to put one team right now on the list, it will be Dallas.
Very interesting. With Renaud Lavoie, our NHL insider from TVA Sports, Mondays and Thursdays here on The Big Show. Final thought for you, and just kind of a fun one, because we saw Patrick Laine score 3 goals in the third period in overtime last night to key a comeback for the Winnipeg Jets over the Toronto Maple Leafs. A really fun game last night as the Jets won that game 5-4 in overtime. You know, it was the first time the number 1 overall pick, Austin Matthews, the number 2 overall pick, Patrick Laine, played against each other. I'm curious from you, like, are these two guys going to be forever tied together? Are we going to be connecting these two guys for years to come? Yeah, you think so?
Oh, totally. It's the Sidney Crosby, Alexander Ovechkin situation, or close to Mario Lemieux versus Wayne Gretzky. It's really special. The thing is, there's Connor McDavid too, right? Connor is around, and he's who's going to be the best between those three guys? That's a real question. Connor McDavid has one year experience more than the other two, but I don't know. I mean, they're so different. Like, there's no other player like Connor McDavid. Maybe a guy like Laine and Mike and Matthews are a little similar because of their size and the way they play. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing for sure, my biggest disappointment is that. You know, we're not talking about Jack Eichel in that group. I think Jack Eichel is a really good forward. But because of injuries as of right now, as of we speak, it's going to be a tough season for him. So you see, I want to include him in the discussion, but nobody's talking about him and for good reason. But let's have that chat, Pat, together in 4 or 5 years. And I'm not saying Jack Eichel will be number one. But where he'll be compared to Matthews and Laine, that's my biggest question right now. And for me, it's impossible to give you an answer because I feel like Connor McDavid is maybe the better player of those four, but we don't know yet. Is he going to be able to play 82 games every year? Is he going to be able
not to
be injured like he was last year? And I'm not wishing that he's going to be – everybody wish in the NHL that Connor McDavid will be a healthy player for 82 games. I wonder if it's going to happen. And because of that, if it doesn't, so between Matthews, Eichel, and Laine, who's going to be the best? I don't know right now. I can't – it's tough to make any projection. But one thing for sure, the league is going in the right direction. And I know that the players who are coming in the next draft are really good too. So this is really special what we're seeing right now. I'm pretty sure that there'll be a lot more people talking about hockey in the world in 5 years compared to today. You think that hockey is big today? Let's wait and see what's going to happen in 5 years.
Good stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate this, Renaud. We will talk to you again on Monday afternoon. You have yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much, Pat. Have a good weekend, too.